Good morning. This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Now, if you happen to be in downtown Burlington on September 5th, don't be alarmed if you look up and see scores of people rappelling down the side of a tall building. It's not a SWAT team. It's a brave and dedicated group of ordinary folks taking part in a fundraiser for the Flynn Center for the Performing Arts. It's called Over the Edge, and while it's something that's been done elsewhere in other U.S. cities, it'll be the first time the Queen City has seen the event, and it's a new way for the Flynn to raise money as well. The nonprofit arts organization gets just over 60% of its budget from traditional ticket sales, and so in order to raise more money for its operations, including a range of education programs for kids, they've asked people to sign up to go down a pretty big building. We went to a party recently for the Rappellers that was held at the Zero Gravity Brewery on Pine Street, where we met first with Lee Chandler, the Flynn Center's Director of Marketing and Communications, to find out why rappelling was so appealing for the Flynn.
We were looking for a fundraiser that was a little bit different. We do fundraisers throughout the year. In addition to membership and corporate sponsorship, where we need, you know, additional funds to support our programming. And one of our board members saw that there was something going on somewhere else called Over the Edge. And so we investigated it, and we found out that it was rappelling off the side of a building, of one of the tallest buildings in the community. So we got in touch with them, and now here we are.
I understand that some people are doing this that have never done it before.
Absolutely.
Are they going to get any training before they do this?
Yeah, so the day before, we're having a reception for folks to come and just see what the whole setup is. And then when they arrive to rappel, they'll get a little crash course on how to do it. But we are also partnering with Petroglyphs, which is an indoor climbing facility in Burlington, and they have offered all of our rappellers a free rappel at their facility, so people can get to try it out once and then be able to actually do it comfortably on the day of.
And if this works, I imagine, will you try to top it by doing something similar, different?
I think the hope is that this becomes a yearly thing, like the Penguin Plunge. And because we think we're going to hit capacity this year, we're hoping that the people that come to us after we've hit capacity will be interested in doing it next year.
Lee, are you going to do this yourself?
No. It's not that I'm chicken. I have to work the event. And I wouldn't do it myself.
I'm known around town as Chico Lager, and I'm on the board of directors at the Flynn.
What do you find most exciting about this new event, this rappelling down the side of buildings to get people to raise money for it?
Well, it's a unique concept that's never been done locally. It's been done all around the country, but we're bringing it to Burlington. And in a nutshell, it's the Penguin Plunge, only instead of running into the lake, get a bunch of pledges and then rappel down the side of the Courtyard Marriott Hotel. You know, the first dilemma that we had is, you know, are we going to be able to get a building that's tall enough and get a building owner who will go along with us? And we presented it to Chuck DeLaurier from the Courtyard Marriott. What they tell you is, you know, just ask him if he'll take a meeting. And I presented it to Chuck, who I know, and he said, I don't need a meeting, we're in. It's very safe and very well engineered. And, you know, they've done this all around the country, often from 30-story buildings off of glass faces. And we're on 9 stories with bricks. So relatively speaking, you know, it's pretty modest. But I've been up on the balcony, great views of Lake Champlain, and I'm sure it's going to be a great adrenaline rush when those 100 people take that first step off the balcony.
My name is Nicole Magoon. I'm the digital community manager at Champlain College.
Why are you willing to rappel down a 9-story building?
I am rappelling because I'm afraid of heights, but I love to do anything that challenges me and scares me, and the Flynn is such a great cause. I see so many shows at the Flynn that when I saw this happening, I just said, sign me up, whatever it is, I'll do it.
Hi, I'm Lisa Getty. I'm from Champlain, New York, and when I got the email, I just thought, first of all, we love to support the Flynn. We're members. We go to a lot of shows. And I just thought it sounded like such a cool and creative fundraiser. And then when I saw that it's happening on my birthday, I just thought, it's a sign. I'm supposed to do this. And so I clicked right away because I knew that if I thought about it, I would talk myself out of it.
So you have no experience rappelling. You've never spelunked in a cave or anything like that. This is either going to be the greatest birthday ever. No, it's going to be the greatest birthday ever. Are you a little bit scared, though, when you think about it?
I've decided the scary part is looking over And it might be impossible not to, but I really feel like that's going to be the hardest part. I feel like it's going to be scary, but not hard. Like, the actual rappelling is just kicking off the building. So if I can somehow get over the edge without looking down, then just stare at the wall the whole time, I think I'm going to be fine. So that's really my tactic. My husband, meanwhile, is using it as an excuse to buy a GoPro camera, which he wants to attach to my helmet so that he can watch me screaming and crying the whole way down afterward.
That was the one caveat. If I had friends donate, they said the video of you must be amazing. I expect tears. I expect obscenities. I expect you to have a horrible time so that we can get true enjoyment out of this.
I will definitely be swearing.
My name is Andrea Schrest, and I'm the co-owner of Petroglyphs.
So for an event like this, for a lot of people, I imagine, who have never done any kind of rappelling before, how much do they need to know before they go down the Marriott?
I think having a general understanding of body positioning and kind of what they're getting into is a comforting thing. I think if they showed up with no experience, the company that's running this too would take them through what they need to know and, you know, make them comfortable right before they go. But having a little bit of experience just helps you sleep the night before a little bit too.
Could you tell us your name and what the experience was like practicing today?
So my name is Kelly Devine. We got to get the experience of what it feels like having the harness around your waist. Got to hang over the edge a little bit. Looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
When you say looking over the edge a little bit, where were you today doing that?
Well, at Petroglyphs, there's a spot there where you can put the harness on and you can stand over about a 25-foot drop and hang back. We also went, our Wobbly Knees Brigade team went to the top of the Marriott and made a video from the ninth floor suite looking over to see what it's going to look like when we actually go over the edge.
And if you want to see what that dizzying view is like from the top of the Marriott, we have the video shot by that group, Wobbly Knees Brigade, on our website, vpr.net. And we should mention that the Flynn Center for the Performing Arts is a VPR underwriter.